All right, so we are back with another podcast. It is the 5 a.m. bitches at 5:41. I am Tony.
I am Kel.
And we are going to start off with a question on this one. So the question is, would you rather be rich and miserable versus broke and happy?
I feel like I'd rather be broke and happy. Because I'm broke and happy. No, I really do feel like I'd rather be broke and happy. Because I feel like you can get rich.
It's like one or the other. You don't get to get one.
So you just like forever in your life.
Right. Like because if that's the point, I'd rather be, if I can get one, I'd rather be rich and miserable. Because I can get happy. Like, it's literally one or the other.
All right, let me, you go first.
I would rather be broke and happy because I've been broke and miserable. And I don't like the miserable part. Out of the two, like, cons, miserable, I don't like the miserable. Like,
yeah, miserable is a really strong
And so it's
word.
Like, you have all this money, got a closet full of shit, cars, but it's like you just are walking around with miserable. A frowny face all the time. Like, you hate your life. Like, there, it would be miserable. Like, it would be pointless. Like, I would rather be happy in my life, but broke. Because necessarily broke doesn't necessarily mean struggling, though. You know what I'm saying? You might not be able to have all the finer things, but you're happy. Like, you just are working. Like, you just living your life. Happiness is something that is priceless to me. And I would rather have happiness before any amount of money.
I wonder what y'all would rather do. Comment down below if you would rather be rich and miserable or broke and happy and why. I feel like I would be broke and happy. No, I'm dead ass because I'm broke and happy right now. Like, and it's not bad. I don't hate my life or nothing like that. Like, we just broke. We don't got a fucking money.
Yeah, and I've been broke and miserable. And I'd rather... the happiness is the key. So if I can be rich and happy or broke and happy, it's the happiness. Give me the happiness. Like, because I feel like when you're happy, you can make any situation good.
Yeah, I do feel like it makes you just... It don't really matter that you broke. Like, so, I don't got no money, but I'm happy. I'm with my person. I'm with myself. Whatever happiness means to you. But
yeah, for sure. Okay, so now we're going to jump. It's pretty much like a couple like questions, really, like on this episode. So it's definitely going to get good. So would you date somebody... who is paralyzed, blind, or bisexual?
Why, like, pause. Why is bisexual in the category of paralyzed and blind?
Would you date them?
It's giving fuck, marry, kill.
But no, for real, fuck, marry, kill, paralyzed, blind,
I'm
or bisexual?
I'm married to bisexual. Damn. Hold on. Fuck, marry, kill, paralyzed, blind, bisexual.
I think fuck, okay, fuck, marry,
I'm
kill.
I think I'm the blind dude.
You could fuck all of them.
I'm saying, like, I feel like I could, like, out of the choices.
You're going to say you're on fuck. Okay. Yeah, I think fucking the blind guy. Dude. I think.
I'm going to have to kill the paralyzed dude. I'm sorry. I feel like that's fucked up.
How is he paralyzed is the question.
In my head,
this
he,
is
like,
a leg
don't work.
He in a wheelchair. And arms?
That's a lot. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. He's a quadriplegic.
Going arm, I mean legs, but legs and arms.
I feel like that's what he is.
I would probably have to kill him too.
I would have to kill the person.
I don't know if I would be able to. I think I would probably marry the blind guy.
It just fucked the bisexual dude.
Yeah, because a bisexual nigga, he probably kinky into some weird shit. Like, I'll take it, but you know what? That's a lot of like worrying. You bisexual, you like niggas and bitches. I'd rather just worry about one sex.
I feel like I don't want to have to take care of you blind. I really feel like I don't want to have
I
to
take
like care
I feel like blind people can take care of themselves. I feel like a child, you have to teach them to take care of themselves. But there's blind people out here living.
Right. I know. But still, like, if you live with me and like I'm not going to make you figure out which fucking cereal you're trying to get. Like, I'm going to help you get your cereal. I'm not going to want
to
make you
but
figure out
But I do that anyways to an unblind nigga. Cup. Because I'm bringing you your bowl of cereal
like
any fucking while.
He can very much go in there and get the Lucky Charms if he wants to.
I'll put some bro in that fucking box.
I don't want to have to take care of
I don't got to worry about you scrolling through social media, liking too many bitches' pictures. You don't even got a motherfucking social media. You ain't texting.
That's That's it for the fucking stability.
Because the bisexual guy got to worry about two cheeks.
You know, it'd be fucked up if the blind nigga did cheat on you.
Like, you ain't shit.
You blind bitch.
All in this motherfucker.
Like, I should have went, what the fuck, bisexual?
Bisexual, nigga, over here wiping bitches and niggas.
Yeah, the paralyzed niggas
out of there. I feel like it would be, I feel like though it could be some good sex. I'm not gonna cap.
The blind nigga?
No, the paralyzed nigga, if he had arms.
Okay. Why would you think that?
Because, I mean, you could do like a little reverse cowgirl
you
on the
You could do
seat.
That with anybody.
Well, right, but I'm saying like the paralyzed guy wouldn't be bad sex. I feel like the bisexual nigga, though, he would be kinky, but I feel like he would be unsatisfied all the time because you want it all.
I feel like the blind guy would be good sex because
He's just a regular-ass nigga. He just
can't
see
But I feel like because
shit.
He can't see, you know, all your other senses are, like, more heightened. So I feel like he
senses,
would be
like your nose, your taste,
your
not
touch.
Your dick.
I feel like that he would be able to really feel what the fuck he's doing because...
I don't know. I feel like he would be a different ride with all of them.
I don't want to fuck the paralyzed dude. I don't, like, your legs just fucking sitting there.
And you just sitting on top.
Toes ain't curling or nothing.
His toes might curl.
If his legs is paralyzed, his toes don't
when
move.
When the motherfuckers they start curling?
Well, why just your toes moving?
I mean, that time, why is your dick just lifting up and nothing else?
That's why I'm like, if you're paralyzed, your dick don't work.
No, they be saying paralyzed niggas get up.
I don't have sex with any of y'all.
No, right. If I could take them all off the counter, I don't want none of them. But fuck, marry, kill, paralyzed, killed.
I'm gonna fuck the blind dude. I'm gonna marry the bisexual. You know.
I don't know if I can marry the bisexual. That's just a lot.
I wouldn't. I just feel like I don't know. I wouldn't be worried about him. Don't look at no niggas with me.
But that's the thing.
Don't do that.
Because, like, if you're in a straight relationship, like, you can be like, oh, her ass is fat. Both of y'all like, yeah, she fine as fuck. He go, oh, his ass, excuse
no,
me?
No, we don't do that.
Did you just say that man's ass was fat?
I'll be like, I'm offended.
Like.
You don't see the bitch with him?
We can't talk about her ass and her pretty face. Like, we're talking about, oh, he fine. No, he's not. Shh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Don't do that gay shit with me, but. Just because you're bisexual don't mean you just doing gay shit with me all the time. I mean, with me at all.
I just will take the regular blind, regular nigga that ain't got no eyes for 500, Kelly.
So just fuck the bisexual nigga.
I'll fuck the bisexual dude.
I don't want to take care of nobody.
I feel like blind people can take care of them fucking selves. When we used to work at the phone store, I don't know if we want to say which one it is, but when we worked, there was a blind guy who used to come in here all the time.
I was just saying, a blind bisexual.
There was one. What if he was blind, bisexual, and paralyzed?
It's not for me.
That disability check is probably nice.
Especially with the bisexual. What did I say about the phone store, though?
There was a blind man who used to come in there who wasn't born blind. He was, like, in, like, a dirt bike accident or something. His whole face got, like, snatched up. He's blind now. He literally creates, like, tables and shit. She said,
I'm not saying that he's just completely incapable.
But that's the thing. If they're able to do that, the wife don't do shit. She said when it first started, because it was a wife and husband and wife. She said when it first started happening, he would always be there in the dark. And she said she would go in there and turn the light on, like, why are you here in the dark? And he would be like, I can't see nothing. And she would like, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? So she would go back. But he's literally creating shelves and all that. If he can create shelves, he can pick what Lucky Charms box.
I just would want to help. And I don't want to help. I can send this nigga to the store. He could drive all kinds of shit.
I'll take blind
niggas. This nigga can't even drive.
That's fine. You can sit your ass at home.
Back to the cheese and shit. This nigga never going. Where the blind niggas at?
No, don't hit me. Because my next statement is, it be the ones, not to be rude, it'd be like the paralyzed ones and the ones with disabilities and stuff that be the real not shit. Because it's like they probably had bitches like flocking to him thinking.
Like, oh, he's safe.
And they be brailing other bitches. Boys texting bitches. What you doing, baby?
I'm going to let you do all type of shit now. It don't matter if you blind, paralyzed, or gay. You can do whatever on iPhone.
Bitch, okay? Because Siri is going to give you away. If there's a will, there's a way on the iPhone.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So yeah,
don't.
Okay, so that kind of goes into
we care about bisexual, paralyzed, and
all
blind
of y'all.
People.
We love y'all. My daughter taught me a new way to do a heart. I told her I liked it this way better. Because she said, she goes, I was at school and I did this. And then she goes, in whatever the little boy's name is, said that this is how you do it. I said, girl, go back to that.
Okay. What the fuck is that? What that look like?
That's kind of like that stupid shit. What does it mean? This or
cheat? That shit. What I don't know what that means.
I didn't know there was a noise.
Yes.
I just see them do that and they bite their lip. They look real retarded. If I do this
to my kids, they going to be like, cheat.
I'm gonna do it to Riley and see if the noise come out.
Because
I'm pretty sure this used to mean fuck you.
Yeah, I think so.
So why are we, is that, they just are like a slight, the fuck, they just ain't pulled on of the you.
I don't know what they doing, but they definitely got some noise with it.
Didn't know. Okay. So what are some of your deal breakers? So clearly can't be paralyzed, blind.
Or bisexual.
They can sort of be gay. That's not around you.
I just don't want to know. I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want you to be like, hey, that, no.
It would be
your
hard.
Your brother look good. The fuck are you talking about?
Like,
now you trying to hang out with him. Like, no.
Because to me, that would be hard. Like, how do you differ? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
I like my niggas looking at big booty bitches
all the time
and titties and shit like
I'm
that.
Okay with that because I have that. So right. I can compare. You talking about this nigga's ass is fat. He fine. Like,
I didn't even see him. And you talking like, what?
I'm full straight and I didn't even see that nigga in the view. And you talking about some, you see him over there? No.
Right. Yeah.
Why do you see him over there?
So that's a deal breaker. No, I'm like being serious. Like, I just wouldn't want to date somebody that was bisexual. I could be friends with somebody that's bisexual. I don't really care.
I could be friends with all of the sexuals.
I wouldn't consider myself bisexual, but Sashay says I'm gay. I don't know. But I wouldn't want to date a man.
That definitely does have double standards. Women being bisexual and men being bisexual.
I just wouldn't want to date a man that like men. Yeah. It just would be for me. I wouldn't be empathetic to your situation. So
yeah,
I just wouldn't be the person for you. Not that I think there's anything wrong with it. I don't want to say I'm bisexual because I don't feel like I am. I would not say that. I wouldn't be in a relationship with a female.
Look at
like you're disagreeing with your face. But not I would be you're
I'm face listening.
Looking like okay.
I'm full blown listening.
She wouldn't say I'm full blown. Wait, remember, who asked it? I think it was Junior. He asked, are you gay? Or are you, I think you like girls or stuff like that. You were like, we were both sitting there. You were like, I don't want
to. I remember, but I don't remember who asked.
I think it was Junior. He looked at me like.
So do you?
I was like, why not throw me under the fucking bus?
And so you think
I don't like that. Your face said. I am full blown straight.
Her on the other end, who knows?
But anyways, back to the deal breaker. I just could not sympathize with that. I could not like. I couldn't. Yeah. I don't want to hear you talk about something that you're interested in. And I feel like that's like a problem in our like in a relationship. But
I wouldn't want to hear like it's one thing to like it's I don't know why it's like okay to like listen to your dude talk about like ex-girlfriends, ex-sex stories and stuff like that. It's almost like y'all be talking and laughing about it, right. But then you start talking about how you used to fuck this dude.
I don't want to hear that kind of stuff from my husband.
Yeah.
I feel like a man is like a...
Don't say it, because I already know what you're about to say, and it's, we're not even about to go there.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like for me, like, I just, when I am dating a man, I want like a manly man.
That's
the thing.
That's it.
Shut up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's just
deal breakers.
Okay.
Because I knew you better, because that's exactly how I feel. I agree with you because it makes you.
I just don't feel like it's manly to
okay on the play. Okay. Any real deal breakers?
I feel like a deal breaker. If you're somebody that beats women, that's a deal
gotta
breaker
go.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
I could not ever be in a relationship again where somebody puts their hands on me.
Yeah.
I just, that's not.
I don't even know if I want to shake. Don't even shake
me. I don't even really want you to raise your voice that much.
Yeah.
I want you to, like, my husband is just chill. Like, it takes a lot to make him mad. I want you to be like that. Yeah. Like, I really gotta poke the fucking bear. Even if you have a short temper, that's just not for me. Like, why the fuck is you yelling at me? I'm a woman and I'm small. Why the hell are you yelling at me? That's a deal breaker. I don't feel like I have too many deal breakers because
I have a few.
I don't like the idea of, like, I won't date a man with kids, or I won't date somebody that does this, or I won't date somebody that does
that type of thing. See, my deal breakers aren't like that. Mine are deal breakers. Like, that's just what it is.
Like what?
Like, cigarettes.
Yeah, I couldn't
be. You like one of motherfuckers up, baby. You will never hear from me again. I couldn't be with a smoker. That is trifling. Bad sex. We're not doing this anymore. Because
I feel like I could deal with bad sex. It depends on what else you got going on.
No, no, no. I'm not dealing with bad sex. I'm young and we I'm not cheap. That's the thing, is I'm not that's pointless. Like, I'm not.
What if he is literally like the perfect nigga? Like, everything else.
He's not the perfect nigga if he ain't got good dick.
Like, outside of the good dick, he's literally like everything else. Credit score crazy. Do got kids, don't got kids, whatever your preference is. He got money. He got literally everything. He can put you on. He got connections.
I don't think it would be good because it would come to the point to where, like, I don't even want you to, like, rub my leg or kiss me because I know where we're going and I don't want to waste my time. Like,
no. I would be with you. So if you got that.
But you're going to cheat on him.
Yeah.
Then what the fuck is the point? So you're going to break this nigga down. We're not cheaters. She's not cheating.
I'm not. It's a hypothetical man in a hypothetical situation. If I had a man that was literally like,
if I'm being serious,
everything,
I'm not going to do that.
I would stay with him even though he has bad sex, but I would be getting my pussy ate.
See, that would be only way I would do that is if we had like an open discussion. Like, I'm doing this because of this. I'm not about to cheat on nobody because they sex is bad. If I am going to stay with a good nigga and his sex is bad, I'm going to try and walk him through it. Like, I need you to do this. I need it. If it just ain't working, it would be hard to stay with somebody because that is who I'm. Because you're going to be cheating forever. You just going to cheat for until the end of fucking time.
Have me a girlfriend honey, on the side. He don't even got nothing. Yeah. The secretary.
That's doing.
I'm fucking the secretary. I'm fucking the secretary.
See, that's doing too fucking much. No, bad sex, we're not doing bad sex. Because we're not doing that.
I get in the accident, she comes to the hospital, like, we're in love. I've been watching too much crazy.
Take your ass to bed.
That shit happened on there, too. Yeah, it was all working together. The two women was actually in love, but the man and the wife was married.
Like, that's too much. Like, yeah, no, we're not doing it. So, bad sex, cigarette smokers. We're not doing any DJ Khaled. If you ain't eating pussy,
that's a good one.
Because then I would probably be getting my pussy ate from somebody else. But that goes into the same thing. Like,
eat my pussy.
DJ Khaled said he don't eat her pussy at all. I said, DJ Khaled, if you ever hear this, your wife is getting her pussy ate by the gardener.
Or your secretary.
Somebody is eating that bitch pussy. I promise. Because it's the same thing. If a girl says, I ain't sucking your dick, a nigga's going to be like,
okay. Somebody's gonna suck my dick.
Okay. Like, who sings that song? If you don't like me, what the fuck is the part? I just heard it. It's like, if you don't love me, somebody gonna love me. If you don't touch me, somebody gonna touch me. What the fuck is the song? I can't get my phone because it's over there. But, period. That's the whole point. If you don't do it, somebody gonna do it. Shit, because it gotta be it.
That's a good one. You haven't really thought about this.
No, not really.
My deal breaker is I just...
Oh, deal breakers, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I gotta like run into it.
And then bad like, breath.
What if he gotta go to the dentist?
What?
What if he needs to go to the dentist to get his bad breath fixed? That's an easy fix.
You should have that fixed before you in my fucking face.
Great nigga.
Great nigga, bad breath. I could deal with because I would be like, all right, it's time to go
he
to the dentist.
He just got through the insurance. That's why.
Then you know what? Hit my line. After the appointment,
figure out what the fuck died in there first before you try to kiss.
Because my
me.
Thing is, it goes back in the hygiene. You want to put your bad breath on my pussy?
Yeah, you can't do that.
You want to put your bad breath on my mouth?
Niggas with like short nails,
like mine.
I do not like that. I do not like niggas with like they didn't toot off the LA nails. I do not like
I have a thing with hands too. Like I like long fingers. Like little stubby.
You know I don't like that shit. That's some bitch shit. You know.
Like, you gotta have, there's like body deal breakers for me too. Like, you gotta have a certain hand. You gotta have good teeth. Baby, if your teeth are throwing gang signs, you will never smile my way. But great nigga, we can do a Viz line. Great nigga, okay. Bad teeth.
See.
Great nigga, bad teeth. But you gotta show me you a great nigga.
You'll never know he's a great nigga because you're not gonna even let like, get there.
Maybe that's why I keep...
You start taking resumes.
So, first name, last name, career, credit score.
See that you never cheated on anybody.
If I called your exes... Right, the fuck? But no, like, but my real deal breakers is cigarette smoking, bad sex, and bad, real bad breath. Like, because my thing is that we are to a certain age. Like, if you had a cavity or something in your mouth where your breath was stank, you, one, would know that. Would you be going on dates in that moment until your dentist appointment? Would you really be interacting with people?
I wouldn't.
Hello.
Because I care about myself.
Exactly. And that is why.
I would never have got the cavity that bad where my where fucking funk- stink now. So that's just me.
Not but that's, has- that's why, to me, it's like, it would be a deal breaker because your mouth, you talk to people. I'm right here in your face. And your breath smells like the back of somebody's dirty ass crack.
I feel okay. I feel you. I don't want nobody with bad breath.
And either. If you're saying, oh, I got to go to the dentist, well, you should have set this date up.
After your appointment.
because the thing is that I promise you if a bitch had
quarantine.
Keep your mouth closed. Because I'm telling you, if a bitch had bad breath, the niggas is out of there.
Niggas are dirty, though.
Oh, they're the dirtiest creatures.
They're still getting their dicks up. They're still getting their dicks up. And they dick stink after.
And don't care.
Mm-mm.
Don't care. They probably
go to the gym.
They giving the next bitch a BB because yep. They just put this dirty mouth bitch on their dick. Gone to the gym. If they go to the gym.
Niggas are dirty. So I don't feel like niggas got deal breakers. I don't
feel like. And they deal breakers be stupid shit. They deal breakers be stupid shit. Like if they do. Her what? Shirt wasn't tucked in right.
Niggas are idiots. Shout out to all the niggas listening.
Because I feel like our audience really are a lot of men.
I do. A lot of men want to come on our show.
I've had a couple like reach out to me. And I've actually had a couple talk to me about a couple of the shit that we talk about. And they be having good point of views. Like,
they be like, y'all need a man on there because y'all one-sided.
I don't feel like we're one-sided.
I don't feel like we're one-sided either. But I also feel like, how am I going to have a man's point of view when I'm a woman?
And this is 5 a.m. bitches.
Hello.
I mean, if you want to be a bitch that bad and we're going back to the bisexual thing, I mean, just say it.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
I mean, we can have a coming out episode.
We sure can. Comment down below if you're trying to be on it.
Hey, nobody. We just kill all this. We joking, y'all. Man,
just a joke. Okay. Should you propose to your hoe? That's rude.
Propose to the hoe.
I'm sorry. You should you propose bitch. To your... I was about to like propose hoe, which is the O's with together. I don't know. I'm sorry. Should you propose to your woman on holidays or birthdays? I personally don't feel like it's a pro... Like, people really like... Especially with the holidays have just passed, there were people that announced like pregnancies during the holidays on like Christmas or something like that, or that they were getting married, stuff like that. And people were like, you better not ever propose to me on a holiday, duh, 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 or on my birthday. And I feel like it's a proposal. I feel like if you don't want to get married on a holiday or your birthday, that makes sense. But just the proposal,
mm-hmm.
I just asked you to marry me. Like,
I don't know. I used to be really conflicted about it. I used to want to have it on this like a random day, but I think I was tying the anniversary with the day because I didn't want my anniversary on the day of a holiday.
Right.
And I think the only other reason why I say no to it, sort of, because now I think I'm getting to the age where if a motherfucker's gonna propose to me, please do it because I'm trying to get off the market. I don't care if we're at Target at this fucking point. Like, just come on, good nigga with bad breath. Like, I don't fucking know. Like,
with the bad breath who smokes
cigarettes. Right? No, the cigarette.
And don't eat pussy.
No, we're not. That is actually, I'm going to be okay single. Because you're not eating pussy, you have bad breath. You're smoking cigarettes, too, with your decayed ass, too. Get the fuck off.
And
like,
you're paralyzed and blind?
You're doing too much. Okay. No, we don't want to be married that bad. I'll just be alone. But no, for real, like, I used to be real, like, picky about it, like, because I would think that there wasn't enough, like, thought. Like, there wasn't a moment you were like, damn, like, this is it. Like, I want to set up something. You're kind of using something already planned and prepared and walking in and being like, oh, yeah, here's this ring. Not saying that they're saying it right. Like that, but you ain't really doing nothing. We already had the hotel booked with all the balloons and the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just feel like, I really don't feel like, the proposal, I guess, because, like, the proposal to me was, like, it was nice. It was, like, this big. But, like, the wedding was really everything what, else. Like, yeah, the wedding is really just was, like, I'm never going to be, like,
yeah,
let's celebrate our proposal, the day you propose.
And I think that's why I said that I'm kind of off of it, because for a long time in my head, I thought of it as that was your anniversary date.
Right.
And not really, that's just the day you get proposed. Now I'm more so, like, I wanted me to be proposed to on something that means something to him. And the reason I say that is because the proposals are a big thing. And for them, because they have to go out of their comfort. They got to purchase the ring. They got to tell people. They got to hope that you say yes, which, I mean, most of the time you do. But I want it to mean something to him. Make it to where he's remembering. He feels like this is a moment I've learned. Of course, I want to feel special too. But I feel like if this feels really special to him, it's going to feel special to me. And just having somebody want to marry me is the thing. Yeah. The whole point. I feel like
any day that a nigga decides to get down on his knee is a special day for that man.
Like, yeah.
Whether it's Christmas, your birthday, your mama's birthday, whatever.
But I'm not getting married on my birthday or a holiday.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get married on those days either. I don't want to share the holiday because it's like, I just wouldn't want to share the holiday with my wedding anniversary. It is, for one, financial wise, like whenever it's time to go and like celebrate our birthday, it's also a holiday. So most times hotels and shit like that that we're going to need are higher priced and overbooked and shit like that. I don't want to have to run into the Christmas rush because now we can't go.
Or the fact that you have children and stuff. It's like sometimes it would end up being pushed off because if we got married on Christmas, like Christmas is a busy ass time of the year. Like, most companies are blackout, like, you know, blackout, see, all type of stuff. Like, I would want my anniversary. Well, I have my wedding date in my head already. I've had this date in my head since the end of time. It's when I'm going to get married. So I know the day I'm getting married. I just don't know
who going to be up there.
Who's going to be up there with me. At this fucking point, I'm going to plan the wedding and with my resume.
I used to say that I didn't want to get married, but I wanted to have the wedding.
See, no, I don't. If I'm having the wedding, we're getting married because weddings ain't cheap.
They're not.
And so if I'm paying all this money, where's the paper? Because
I used to say that. I used to say I wanted to get married, and then we do all the shit, and then we go to our own house.
Go to your own house?
Mm-hmm. I did not want to be fucking married.
Because now, if Sante went to his own house, he'd be right there.
I moved in with you. We got two houses.
I saw this house built, and it was like there was a house over here, a little bridge, and a house over here. I was like, there would be no point, because I would literally be in that house.
Wherever the hell you are, in that house.
So it was a waste of money.
Exactly. Maybe the other house for kids, we on this side of the house.
But where you are, I'm at. I just can't wait to, like, go into marriage, like, going into proposal and marriage. I just can't wait to, like, have that, like, person or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, to, who also low-key, they might be like, man, move, but low-key, they, like, scoot over here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want you to not be right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I can't wait for, is the one who be like, good, scoot over. And the second you scoot over, they scoot a little
literally,
bit. You know what I'm saying?
I just was up there with him, and I'm, like, pulling his arm up, so I'm about to lay on his chest, talking about, man, stop it. He pulled
right. Exactly. Like, that's
like,
the goal.
Boy, shut up.
You want this. You want me clothed. You want me in your skin.
You just gotta say that. So it just sound like you don't want me up on you.
But
you scooted closer to me.
I can't wait for that moment. Like, to have that moment. Like, because honestly, I'm getting to, maybe it's my age or the shit that I've been through in relationships. I'm getting to the moment to where, honestly, the proposal don't even mean shit to me no more. I just want somebody who wants to want that with me. Like,
and I feel like, I feel like when you really are mature about it and really think about it, I feel like the people that are saying that type of stuff, like, uh-uh, you proposed to her on Christmas, da da da, are immature in any fucking way. Like,
yeah,
really, it don't matter, like, whether your proposal was great.
It's coming down to the person you're with.
Like, even your wedding. Like, I do feel like every woman that wants to have a wedding should have the type of wedding that she wants to have. Welcome to the show. But I feel like anybody that really thinks, like, that the day that you get proposed on or something like that, whatever, whatever, is, like, a big deal or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like you, like, you're not really, like, especially coming from somebody that I did not want to be married before because I just felt like it was no point. I feel like everybody gets fucking divorced. I don't know no married couples that's, like, successful. Been married. Yeah, like, growing up, my parents got divorced. My grandparents got divorced. My aunties got divorced. Like, yeah. I don't know nobody that stayed married. I either know people that have just been in a regular relationship and they ain't married and they've been together for forever. I don't know why they actually was married. And like, I've been 60 years we've been married. I don't know nobody like that. So I just was like, it is pointless. I could be with somebody for forever, but I just didn't want to get married. But really, like, once the thought came into my mind of actually, like, I would want to be married to him. I do want to be tied to him. I do want to be, like, you know, a partnership with him, how important it was to him and stuff like that. It just it was bigger than the proposal. Yeah. It's bigger than, even though I feel like my wedding was absolutely gorgeous. Like, I want to relive that day every fucking day if I could. I still feel like what we have is way bigger than even fucking that. Yeah. Like, and that would, I feel like, is like the most important thing. It don't matter what day he proposed to you. It don't matter what day you get married on. It don't matter none of that shit. If y'all gonna end up getting divorced and y'all don't have a real true partnership. Yeah. What the fuck, Matt? Doesn't matter if he proposed to you on Valentine's Day or not. Like,
and I think that do be the thing. And so many people be really worried about, like, the proposal, how everybody else looks. I'm to the point to where, let me just find somebody who literally looks at me and goes, I want to spend forever with you.
Right.
Fuck how it really, I mean, yes, we all want, right. You know, the whatever, cute stuff, but the
aesthetic, all the shit, of course.
But to find that person, because not, there are people who die. Who never find that or have found that and lost somebody it.
Because they proposed to you, because they asked you for that on the day that it didn't really work for you.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, you don't deserve it no fucking way.
Yeah.
If you mad at this nigga because he proposed to you on Valentine's Day instead of the day after, the day before, bitch,
you're in it for the wrong fucking reasons. Because propose to me, nigga, so I can say yes, so I can
So we can be married.
So for the reasons that people get married, right? He's like, I do think that people, that whole proposal thing, I will say for a long time, I used to say that I did not want it on my birthday or whatever, but that was simply because of the thought of that being the anniversary. But when I started to grow up and realize it's not your anniversary, it's literally just the day that they propose. I really just want it to be the day that he wants to be, you know, special. Because it really is. I feel like the wedding is for both of them, but it's really for the bride.
Yeah.
I feel like the proposal is really for the man because it does a lot. And that, side note, we don't have this down, but I'm never proposing to a nigga.
No.
These bitches out here proposing to men are crazy because
I ain't never wanted to be married that bad.
Ever. And I think is I truly feel like men do what they want when they are ready. And you asking them to marry you, even if they say yes, I just do not see any longevity in that. I don't know.
I just don't feel like it's feminine.
Yeah.
To propose to a man.
Because it's like not submissive at all. Like, to me, that's very, like I said, that's why it's important for the man to do it. It's very, like, that's the man's moment.
Right.
And that's not your moment.
I don't feel like it's feminine to me. And I like being feminine. I like being submissive to my man because he is a good man for me to be submissive to. I'm not naturally a submissive person, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
But I am when you are the right type of person. Yeah. Like,
being submissive definitely does come with the type of man that you're with. Because I would say, personally, I get extremely submissive when I'm, like, in love. Like, I'll do anything. I'll wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, cook food if you call. Mm-hmm. But the more I'm not or don't fuck with you, or if I never fuck with you, you'll never see that side of me. I'm very, like, do it yourself, like, type of thing, because I feel like a woman being submissive is a treat.
I feel like since we're on the topic of that, about the making a plate for your man.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well just throw that in there. So, like, there was, like, something on Twitter, and it was, like, should you
make a plate for your kids first or your husband first or daddy first?
Or your father first, yeah.
I'm making a plate for my husband first. And
I'm not making a plate for my dad. My dad should have brought somebody.
While you're making a plate for your father before you make a plate for the man that you sleep with every night, who, if you go broke, not saying some people's daddies won't, but your struggles, your aspirations, you talk to your husband about that first. So absolutely am I gonna make sure my nigga eats before anybody fucking eats. I make my nigga
plate. When my nigga get done with his plate, I take it to the kitchen. I wash this shit.
Another plate if needed.
He need a napkin. I'm about to go get it. He need something to drink. I'm about to go get it. I'm the type of woman for my man because my man is that type of man for me. My man does manly shit for me. So I'm gonna do womanly shit for him.
Yep.
And you know, if you're not that type of bitch and he not that type of nigga or whatever the case, whatever works for you, work for you. But for me, that's just how I work. I'm going to, if anybody's eating in a setting and somebody needs to make plates, I most likely cook the food. So I'm going to make my man, as soon as I get done.
The hot food that I made. Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm going to make my man. The only thing that I would do before I make his plate is make the kids' plates because that's something that he would prefer. He prefers that the kids eat before he eats. Feed the kids, then feed him.
Yeah.
If he wanted it the other way, I would do it the other way because that's my nigga. But he wants the kids to eat first and then for him to eat. That's the only time anybody eats before my husband.
Yeah.
I make my husband plate. I'm going to make my plate. Everybody else should have brought a bitch. If you want somebody to make your plate, you should have got you a submissive bitch.
Like, for real. Otherwise,
places over there, forces over there.
And the food is here that I fucking cook. Damn. No, for real. Because it's like, out here, people talking about some art. There's even another like trend, like it has something to do, like if you were at like a family function and your daddy got up and your husband got up and said, let's go, which one are you going with? I'm like, how is this even a fucking question? I'm going to go with the man that I said that I do. Like,
what the fuck?
Like, oh no. If your husband gets up and say, let's go, and your daddy says, no, sit down.
Daddy, fuck you. Okay.
If you ever think I'm choosing you over my husband.
What? What the fuck? Are y'all fucking y'all daddies?
They gotta be it. Because I'm telling you, my husband is coming over anybody in this world. Like, if it's making a plate, if that nigga say, I don't care if what the argument was wrong. If my man says, let's go.
It's time to go.
We can bicker about the shit in the car. But in that moment, I'm leaving. My nigga said, let's go.
Do for your husband. Like, the hell? Like, that's like, that's my man. Like, that's my partner. That's like,
that's the person who's supposed to protect me. So I have to respect him in that manner, exactly, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga said, it's time to go, bitch. Bye.
It's time to go.
The fuck? My daddy talking about sitting down. Nigga, get the fuck from my,
actually,
from my
husband. Actually, you stand the fuck up and open this goddamn door for us. The fuck? I'm out of here. My nigga said, let's go. It's time to go.
It's time to go. Like, what?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's important because, like, my daddy and my husband have a really good relationship. So I feel like if my husband got up and stood up and said, let's go, my daddy's going to respect that because he respects him as a man. And he says all the time, like, that's your husband now. Like, we'll be playing around joking. I'd be like, daddy, he just hit me. He'd be like, that's your husband. Like, not that he would really let him just beat my ass. We'd be playing around. But it's just like, he understands and respects the fact that this is your marriage. And that shit's not on me. Like, I can't tell you what to do in your marriage. That is should be what the fuck it is. Your daddy shouldn't be going against your fucking husband. What the fuck type of weird shit you got going on that your daddy?
You need to actually walk out of the relationship with your father at that point because that's that's weird. Like,
daddy, what are we talking about? No, you want me to make your plate before my husband? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Where mama at? Mama,
your husband, or exactly. Miss Jackson, come get your husband, your man, the fuck, whoever, because I'm not. No. That's, I do feel like a weird dynamic is that people not realize when you get married, that person becomes over everybody. Like, your mama, your daddy, your kids, everybody. Not saying like you take care of them and don't take care of the kids, but if the wife is happy, if your husband is happy and taking care of, everything falls in line.
My pastor told me that he was like, and it's hard because obviously you look at a child and you be like,
they're helpless. I'm supposed to help them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not in the sense that you put your wife or your husband above your child, but it's the understanding that the partnership that we have is what helps those children.
Yeah.
So we have to put that partnership before. It's just like the same way where you can't, when you're on the plane and like if the plane went down or whatever, you wasn't put the mask on yourself before you put on your child. It's the same type of thing. I can't help you if we not right.
Cause it's like that. There's a saying too, like if your kids would like fell off the boat or something like that, your husband, who do you help first? You're supposed to say you would help your husband first. And it's not even just because you want to watch your kids, but honestly, a man is supposed to be more protective in strength. So if we got three kids going down a fucking raft, I'm only going to be able to grab one of them. And I let my husband go who can grab all three of them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's like, I feel like people that are immature and don't understand the constitution of marriage don't understand that. And it's like, you can't wrap your mind around that. Yes, we want the kids to be put first. Yes, we want the kids to be succeed and thrive and, you know, all the good shit the kids are supposed to do. But that's what we do as a marriage. That's what we do as a group, as a couple, is we make sure that the kids get to be able to be put first. It's like when you get dressed, like, I want my pants on, I can put the leg on one leg at a time. Yeah. Like, that's just how the fucking shit go.
Yeah. A marriage is definitely the foundation of it all. And I feel like that sometimes comes into why some marriages fail is because they start to let everything else in it, and they forget that it's what's best for you and your husband, you and your wife, regardless of what the rest of the world says. And you have to protect that person like it's nobody's business. You can't let hearsay or say anything. You can't put another person first, a friend first, a family member first. You chose to be with that person forever, so you got to protect them like you're protecting yourself in every manner. And that, I feel like that foundation of marriage is going away, which is very sad.
So y'all really should really think before y'all asking these niggas to propose to y'all on Valentine's Day or not on Valentine's Day or whatever the fuck y'all ask.
Because the bitches that's complaining about the day they're proposed to ain't ready for that.
Like, that exactly. Like, take they're a step back. They're not ready back. For that. Look, what the fuck are you asking for? And I feel like a lot of people just want to be married so they can be like, I have a husband, I have a wife, whatever. Like, and it's just like, it's so much bigger and so much deeper than that. The shit is like, it's not a game. Like, and it's just like, if you don't want to get married and it's not something that you want to do, don't do that. Like, don't force yourself to want these things. But if you really like want that and you really like found somebody that really completes you and really does all the things that a partner's supposed to do for you, get married, be with that person, create that partnership, all the good stuff. But don't force it. Don't just try to want it because it's something that you're supposed to aspire to have kids, get married. I don't feel like nobody should have kids or get married or do anything that they don't want to do, which brings us to our next topic. If you think that you can compromise on having children, like if one person in the relationship doesn't want to have children and the other person does, is that something you can compromise on? I don't feel like it is. I feel like,
I don't think so either.
For one, to have a parent that never wanted you, it's gonna fuck with you for the rest of your fucking life. Like, point blank period. If you have somebody that never wanted you to even be here and now you're here, their actions are gonna continue to show that, because now they're gonna be resentful for you for every time that the baby is sick and they can't do whatever the hell they want.
See, I have to fight on that a little bit because I never wanted kids and Riley will never feel that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a compromise because of the marriage. It's because I got pregnant and I don't believe in abortion. But I chose to have her, and I will treat her as if she doesn't, she'll never know.
Right. You and
know
I'm not what I'm saying? Like, if you,
but there are spiteful individuals who
like,
do end
there
up.
There are people that, like, I am only having this child for you, like, in those type of senses. Like, I'm only having this kid because you're my husband, and you said that you want to have kids, and I don't want to have kids. I'm still, once this baby is born, I still don't want to have kids. Yeah. Like, and it's just like, you the way that you interact with that child is in the way that you don't want to have kids. Like, I have a family member who had a child and did not want to have, not that she didn't want to have kids, but she didn't want to have a child in the time, in the manner that she had her child. And their relationship still is not a great relationship because she did not want to have her. And because she raised her in a certain way that made her feel like she was never supposed to be here and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't feel like you can compromise and make yourself like have a child to please somebody else. If you're going to give birth to this child, it's because you feel like this child deserves life.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to do.
I think it just depends on the person, because I would compromise to have another child for my husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have another, because it's, I don't want more children, but it's the fact that I don't want more children because I don't want to be a baby mama, baby daddy.
Right.
It's not necessarily, so it's like,
it's not that you just don't want to be a mother.
Right. Like, and so for me, I would compromise if I got married, because it kind of goes back to the marriage part. If I found somebody who wants that life with me, I'm going to give them everything that they want, because they're giving me at that moment everything that I want. Right. And so it would be a compromise that I would be more than willing to do, because of course I want to grow my family and my life with you. You know, even if I'm scared or, you know, whatever, that type of thing, I could compromise that for my husband. But I do feel what you're saying too, because a lot of, there are people who compromise. I think it comes down to your mindset. Like, you have to mentally know, like, are you a good parent? Like, will you be able to be a good parent? Or are you literally just doing this because of the other person?
Right. And it's like, that's like the thing, like with you, like Harry said, like you would give your child or your husband another child if he wanted one, because you already are a mom. So it's like, you already know how to be a mom and that you're a good mom and stuff like that. But if I'm like, I do not want to have children because I don't want to be nobody's mama. I don't want to raise kids. I don't want to be around kids. I'm not a kid person. And then you have a child and you still have that feeling of, I'm not a kid person. I don't want a child. I just don't feel like it's, what are we compromising for? Yeah. Like, there is no compromises. Either we have a child or we don't. It's not fucking pizza or fucking tacos. Like, it's literally a life in this world that I have to continue to provide for. And it's beyond the 18 years. Yeah. Like,
I don't know why people would set cap on 18. You take care of them kids till the end of fucking forever. Time.
Like, I'm 25, I have to be 26 years old. I still call my mama for every fucking thing. Like, this shit don't ever go away. She still call her mama for every fucking thing. Like, the shit don't ever go away. So it's like,
Being a parent is a long thing.
And it's like, I didn't want to have kids. I didn't want to have kids. I don't want to get married. This man changed my goddamn life. I did not want to do any of this stuff. Like, I didn't want to have kids because I always thought the kids were just like, I wouldn't say being a burden, but just like extra stuff that I just didn't want to do. Like, even like if you go to the gas station, I used to always say, like, who wants to carry the fucking car seat into the gas station because you can't leave the baby in the car?
Yeah, see, I never wanted to have children either, just because I feel like we live in such a fucked up world. Like, bringing another kid into this world, like, it's like, you really gotta protect that kid, teach that kid. You are that kid's absolute everything. Yeah. How smart that child is. Yeah, some kids are naturally smarter or whatever, but even the basic saying hello, their motor skills and stuff like that, you are, there were, even biblically, there are some word away that if a child is like under the age of 12, pretty much any sin that they do is on the parent, because you are that kid's everything. And I feel like bringing a child into the world without the right finances and without the right family structure is extremely selfish. And that's why I never wanted to have children, at least until I was financially stable and married, because I didn't feel like it was fair. Even going through the baby daddy, baby mama stuff I go through now, I think that it's extremely selfish that I brought my child into this world and she has to go through back and forth shit. And so that's why I never wanted kids. I didn't want to bring a child into a world and not be able to provide and give them everything that I think children deserve. I don't think that it's fair to bring kids into poverty and things like that. And I don't care what people say, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think if you're not financially stable, if you're not mentally stable, and if your relationship is not stable, you absolutely should not be having fucking children. Like, and that's just been my opinion. And I brought a child into an unstable relationship. Well, at the time it wasn't unstable, but it got unstable. I wasn't married, so it wasn't stable. Mm-hmm. And we wasn't financially stable, and we go through hell, and I don't think it's fair on my kid, and I don't think people should have children. I don't think that should be a compromise either. Oh, we'll get better. We'll get there. Yeah. No, and unless you're not there, kids are more than just finances. Like, it's not just buying them clothes and buying them food. You are the reason that they learn how to walk, talk, breathe, you know.
Who they become in the world when they grown.
Yeah. Like, how they even, like, how you train them, how they know right from wrong, what they think is okay, who to talk to, how they talk to them. Like, being a parent is, people do not understand the extent of being a parent. Like, and I don't think it's something you should compromise at all. If you do not want kids, until you are mentally able to wrap your head, I was not mentally able to wrap my head around having a child until 3 days after she was born.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that was right on my behalf. And I mean, now I wouldn't trade her for the world, but it took me for her to physically be here and almost do like the mama bear protecting thing. Like, y'all ain't gonna touch this little creature that I created before it even clicked that, like, I'm in love with this, like, person.
Yeah.
And it was because I didn't want children. And so if I was to go into a marriage and I absolutely didn't, and I even didn't to an extent, because for me, if I would have been married, I wouldn't have cared. I would have popped out 5 kids back to back.
Yeah.
I wanted a big, but even if I'm married and I don't want kids, I don't think it's something you should compromise.
I feel like that's something
for.
You should talk about before you even get married. Yeah, I feel absolutely. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you should talk about before you get married. kids, finances, debt. I feel like you should talk about.
But I do think that you can change being married, wanting kids. I think you're also depending on who you're with. For example, you.
Yeah.
And then that famous girl. What is her? The Asian lady that's with Young Jock. Is he Young Jock? No, he's not with Young.
Jeannie Mai.
With Jeezy.
Yeah.
She was married for like 10 years and did not want kids.
And that kind of pisses me off.
See, I'm okay with it because.
Because they got married. Like, that's what bothers me. Like, because they decided to get married. And it's like, you got married. And I'm sure they had the conversation before they got married.
Exactly. And so how is that on her that they got married under the expectation, I don't want kids, and he changed his mind? You're changing the game, not me. I told you I didn't want kids.
But it's still like, I don't know. I just feel like once, I don't believe that you should stay in a bad marriage, but I also don't believe in divorce. Like, I don't feel like you should get married to get divorced. Especially if something that we had a conversation on before we decided to go into this marriage.
But that was kind of, to me, that's on him. Because he starts putting the pressure, I want kids because I don't want a divorce. Is,
but I still don't, I just feel like, and then for us to get divorced for that reason, and then you get with somebody else and are able to do that, it's like you could have been able to do that in your marriage. Like,
I don't know.
I feel like these are things that we should talk about and we should decide, like, yes, we having kids. No, we not having kids. Before we get married, what happens if we change our mind? Stuff like that. I just feel like we should have conversations about stuff like that. Because I feel like it just makes marriage just like, it makes it look pointless. It makes it look stupid. It makes it look like, what the fuck am I even getting married for?
No, and I completely agree with you that too. Because I even feel like in everyday relationships, conversations have to fucking happen. Yeah. Like, there is no way to have a successful relationship if you ain't talking about everything. And the thing is that's why I feel like a lot of relationships nowadays don't work either, because people don't want to talk about serious shit. They just kind of want to float through the whatever. Yeah. But I do believe that people are different with different people. Even like being submissive, going back to that, I could be with nigga A and I'm throwing your green beans in the microwave. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I could be with nigga B and I'm peeling these motherfucking green beans off the fucking vine. Like, everything is fresh. I'm going to the farmer's market. Okay. Like, so, like, you know what I'm saying? Versus, so I think it's different. Like, different people also give you, we don't know what their situation was.
And I agree with that. I definitely, definitely agree with that. But I also feel like, that's why it's like with nigga A, with nigga B, doesn't know one of them niggas with your husband. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so it's like, if I was this person with you and I'm this person with them, that's okay. But it's like, once we get married, I just feel like we are supposed to do everything that we can to stay married.
But maybe they did, because they was married for like 10 fucking years. So we really don't know. Like,
right. And it's just like, of course, we don't know everything that happened in their relationship. But it's just like the point. And then the point for her to get out of a marriage for a reason. And then to that same thing do with somebody else, it's just like, I really especially because I did not want to be married before. And when I decided to be married, I really was like, I didn't want to be married because I took marriage serious. Yeah. I didn't want to be married to get divorced. And I didn't feel like there was anybody in this world that I could be with for forever until I got with this nigga. But it's just like, I feel like it's like stuff that I would not do tolerate before, I probably would. I am going to tolerate because I am married.
Yeah, no, like, I definitely feel like once you get into marriage too, there are definitely like, your goal is to stay married.
Exactly.
Not to end the marriage. And so I do feel like there are compromises. And I think everybody has different, like for me, I can compromise having a child because I know I would be a good mother. And if I'm married, I know I would be a good wife. And someone chose to spend the rest of his life with me. Am I going to compromise? There might be things. Am I going to compromise you slapping the fuck out of me?
No.
Absolutely
not. Yeah, exactly. Like stuff like that. Like, I feel like if somebody's beating on you, stuff like that.
But there are different things.
Continuously breaking your vows. Like breaking a vow is one thing, but like deliberately and continuously breaking your vow is.
And I feel like it also was like different too, because it's like, who said, like, even in her situation, she might not feel like she can compromise having a child with husband A, because as she's been with him for 10 years, husband A doesn't really give her good father. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, I'm not going to bring a child in this world and you don't have no drive or whatever the fuck the case is. She could have got with husband B and this nigga's like, I just want you to have a baby and sit down and don't do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or whatever was her trigger.
And it's
like,
of course, it's like people change and they decide to do stuff different. I just wish that they, like, if she hadn't been married to him, I probably wouldn't care. But it does bother me because they weren't married. I hate seeing people get divorced.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
I hate when it's like 10 years divorce, 15 years divorce, 25 years divorce.
I do feel like people don't get married sometimes and they wasn't ever supposed to be married.
And that's why I feel like it's so important that you really do the work to make sure that this is supposed to be your marriage.
So I listened, someone sent me something the other day. It was like the five things to like know you found your soulmate or whatever. But one of the things that he like said in the little like church seminar was that there are people, like there is your husband that you think that you're supposed to marry, or wife or whatever that you're supposed to marry, and then there are the people that God sends you to marry. Yeah. And you can tell the differences between the two. And I do feel like that sometimes people just marry people and stay in relationships with people because they think that that's who it is. And in our reality, from the jump, it shouldn't have been something. And you don't compromise for people like that. Like, what am I compromising for you? And in the back of your head the whole fucking time, I didn't want to be here any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't think people should take marriage. Like, you shouldn't have gave them vows. But unfortunately, not everybody views marriage the same. Not everybody has had the same.
And this is like, with that, like, it's not only a vow to this person. I'm making a vow to God. Like, I'm making a vow to God out my mouth in front of everybody that we know.
And
that
God.
This is exactly, that this is what
I want.
We are doing. Like, I'm going to be with you till I die.
So what do you think about the people who get divorced and then get remarried?
I don't feel like God doesn't recognize your second marriage. And not that
saying remarried to each other.
I feel like that's like the same. Like, it didn't really go out. Because I feel like once you get married,
You're married to that person. Because biblically, you go to heaven with your first family.
Yeah. Like, so I just feel like when you get married to somebody, whether y'all divorce or whatever, you get remarried that same person. Whoever you get married to is who you're married to for the rest of your life. My daddy loves that because my mom got divorced. And he's like, she's still my wife because God said she's still my wife. Like, so he's happy that that's even a fucking thing. So he can still technically claim her as his wife because
that's biblically she's mine.
Yeah, like
she might be yours on paper and here on earth, but when we get up there with God,
she's mine.
So have fun now.
But I do feel like that's just like, I mean, that is what it is. Like, when you get married, that's your fucking person. That's why I feel like it's so important for it to be really taken into consideration what the hell you're even doing before you do it. Like, I would not have married this person if I did not truly feel in my heart that this is what God wanted for me.
Yeah.
God wanted me to marry him. God wanted me to have his child. God wanted this life for me. So it's just like,
yeah, for sure. I feel like, honestly, that's why God has to be a foundation of a successful relationship. Because if it's not, and I'm not saying you're in church every day and you're sitting and bending knee and praying to the Bible, which
I don't feel like church makes you religious.
But it's like, I do feel like you have to have a foundation. Like, we know that biblically, this is what God wants.
Yeah.
And if this is a successful relationship, we know that we have to.
I'm just happy that God wants what the freak I want.
You could have said heck.
I was trying to stay away from it altogether. But I just feel like that's just, I feel like that's, I'm happy.
You said me earlier, God know who you are.
I feel like it's just that I'm happy that it's like, I feel like I'm supposed to be here. Like, sometimes God puts you on a journey and we go into a whole different type of shit. But I feel like sometimes God puts you on a journey, you don't necessarily want to be on that journey, but you know that this is what it is. Yeah. Like, this is something I have to do. I'm happy that what I feel like he handed down and was like, this one's yours, gave to me, is something I also want to be. Like, I'm happy that this is my journey. I'm happy this person I'm with. I'm happy this.
And I feel like you saying happy too, I feel like whenever you get to your journey, like if you actually, you know, listen to God and find that person, you're going to feel nothing but happiness. Yeah. Like, you know, you're going to feel like, thank you, God, for giving me this person. I don't feel like God ever sends anybody to anybody and you're just like,
for you to be with. And it's like, why you're gonna am I be with miserable? This
right. But this God is who said, it is. Yeah. Like, if that's the case, people who are getting beat the fuck down and stuff like that will be like, I think this is God's thing, though. So that's why I'm staying with these black and blue bruises. Like, he cheat on me every day, but God sent this one.
Yeah. God didn't send him to you, baby.
No, Lucifer sent that one.
Okay.
He is Lucifer, actually. But yeah, so that is our episode today. This is a 5 a.m. bitches at
6:42 p.m. bitch.
Peace.